USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Closing arguments at President Donald Trump's impeachment trial began today, and Representative Jason Crow told the Senate that failing to remove the president for abuse of power would render him above the law.
Impeachment is an extraordinary remedy, a tool only to be used in rare instances of grave misconduct. In America, no one is above the law, even those elected president of the United States.
While House Democrats launched their closing arguments on why President Trump should be removed from office, the issue appears to be case closed for almost all Senate Republicans, as it takes a supermajority of 67 votes to convict a president. Even though Punxsutawney Phil predicted an early spring for the second year in a row, about 14 million people are under winter alerts from the Rockies to the Southern Plains, and 18 million people under wind alerts from the Southwest, Four Corners, and the Rockies, where winds could gust to over 80 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A 15th inmate has now died at a Mississippi prison in just over a month. The death is the fifth in a little more than a week and comes amid a string of violence inside prisons. Jesus Garcia was found unresponsive inside his cell at Wilkinson County Correctional Facility. He was serving a 20-year sentence for capital rape. Since December 29th, 15 inmates have died inside Mississippi prisons. Most of the deaths occurred at the troubled state penitentiary at Parchment. Two inmates have died by hanging, but many others were killed during violent outbursts that are gang-related. The British government plans to announce new rules for the imprisonment of convicted terrorists after an Islamic extremist who was recently released from prison stabbed two people over the weekend in South London. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the government will release their plans that will effectively stop the early release of any convicted extremist, double sentences for terrorism convictions, and the overhaul of conditions in which suspects can be released back to the community. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved the first drug to treat life-threatening peanut allergies, which affect 1.2 million children. The drug is intended to help the children tolerate small amounts of peanuts and would potentially avoid a life-threatening accidental exposure. In patients age 4 to 17, two-thirds of those taking Palforzia were able to tolerate the equivalent of a few peanuts. Oral therapy is not a cure. The drug would still need to be used on a daily basis. The Secret Service blocked a server from alerting Hillary Clinton about the lawsuit filed against her by Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Gabbard filed a $50 million defamation lawsuit against Clinton after the former Secretary of State insinuated that she was a Russian asset. The lawsuit got a lot of attention, but Clinton reportedly still has not been served officially with the paperwork because she refuses to let the servers through Secret Service. Brian Dunn, Gabbard's attorney, told the New York Post that the person trying to serve the lawsuit continuously is turned away from Clinton's home in Chappaqua, New York, by Secret Service agents. Clinton's remarks about Gabbard angered many who felt she crossed the line by claiming the Kremlin was grooming Gabbard to run a third-party bid that could sink Democrats and lead to re-election for President Trump. Senator Bernie Sanders called Clinton's comments outrageous. Facing backlash, Clinton claimed she meant the GOP was grooming Tulsi, not Russia. Thanks for listening on your big game Sunday for USA Radio News. I'm John Hunt.